This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. There will be a new non-human member of the LAPD. The Los Angeles City Council voted yesterday to allow the department to get its first robot dog. It costs around $280,000, and it'll be paid for by a donation from the private funding group, the Los Angeles Police Foundation. But during the meeting, Martius Quidana, a member of a group called Stop LAPD Spying Coalition, said that the city was risking further surveillance of people.
It's so par for the course that this group hears about explicit violence, explicit disdain from the community about an item, and still chooses to potentially legislate its way out of a potential harm. When there's a clear solution right now, don't get rid of this robot dog right now.
Brittany Mejia is a Metro reporter with the LA Times, and she was at the meeting yesterday. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so what was the scene like? It seemed like it was a little testy there yesterday.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, there was more than an hour of public comment, and there wasn't a single person who talked in favor of having this robot dog. And so it was mostly people expressing their concerns and urging city council to vote no.
Okay, but they voted yes, 8-4 vote. Why does the city council want this item, this robot dog?
Yeah, that was what was interesting. I mean, no one spoke in favor of it yesterday, but, you know, in a lot of the documents, you know, Chief Moore was saying that this is something that would assist with officer safety. It would reduce the potential for violent encounters with armed individuals. They basically made the case that there would be strict ways that this robot would be used. And so that was coming up. And one of the other things the council members approved yesterday was a plan to have LAPD provide actual like quarterly reports on the deployment of the device, where and when it was deployed, and the outcome to try and have some more oversight.
Well, in general, what is it supposed to do, this dog?
Yeah, so it's basically supposed to be able to get into situation, like it would be deployed in a limited set of circumstances that require SWAT team response. So this is a robot that can climb stairs, open doors, navigate rugged terrain. And so it has like 360-degree cameras, and its whole purpose is really to collect, process information, transmit it to officers who are controlling their movements with a tablet-like device. And so it's supposed to help officers avoid unnecessarily being put in harm's way and avoiding these violent encounters, potentially, like a hostage situation, for example.
Right. So it could be sent in during a hostage situation, assess the situation, provide video camera footage in real time to the officers below to see what they're dealing with inside.
Yes, exactly. It's like going into spaces where an armed individual could be hidden, you know, so it's basically the argument for it is like, oh, this will allow this dog to go in versus officers going into a very dangerous situation.
Is it also bomb sniffing?
That I don't think it is. No.
Okay. But it can suss out chemical spills.
Yes. It can suss out chemical spills. It has a lot. Okay. It can be customized, mechanical arm to open doors, sensors. Yeah, sensors capable of detecting chemical spills. Yes.
And why does it look like a dog, or why is it designed to look like a dog?
Yeah, that's what's interesting. I mean, it's I was just researching this. It's like almost 28 inches, weighs 70 pounds. It's like roughly the size of a full grown Dalmatian. I'm actually not sure why it's supposed to look like a dog, although I was hearing a lot from activists and people who were like, oh, calling it a robot dog takes away from what we see that is the dangers to it. Like, it makes it sound cute, basically.
Yeah. Except the use of dogs in communities of color has been not welcomed in many instances. So it might be seen as a menacing figure in some places.
Right, exactly. And I think that was what was really being expressed yesterday. You know, the clip that you just played as well. I mean, that was a point that was coming up as well. I mean, there's not a good history in communities. And I think that kept being raised is that there's concern about the potential to use this device to harm and spy on Black and brown communities.
Okay, so break down the vote for us. How did it go? It, as I said, it was 8-4. Who was for it and who was against it?
Yeah, so is 8-4. Council member Hugo Soto Martinez is the only one who spoke actually at length yesterday, and he was questioning the vice president of policy and government for Boston Dynamics and also a deputy chief for the LAPD, basically pushing back against claims, you know, that it wouldn't be used to over police in communities. And so that was very contentious. But in the end of it, at the end, council members Heather Hutt, Curran Price, and Nithya Ramon voted no on accepting the donation.
Yes.
Yes. And then the rest voted yes. I mean, there was two absences. So there was two absences yesterday, but the rest voted yes. And that, I think, the outcome or the result, like, people were so angry after the vote that a few got ejected, actually, from chambers.
Oh, wow. We actually have a clip of tape from Councilmember Soto Martinez, and this is an example of what you were talking about, his tense exchange with an executive at Boston Dynamics, which makes this robo dog, I guess, for lack of a better term. And here's a clip from that exchange.
Has Boston Dynamics entered into any financial contracts with any of the other cities in the United States?
Any customer that purchases the robot is in a contract with us, including a contract that prohibits weaponization or the use of the robot to harm or intimidate any person or animal.
I know that, but I'm trying to get how much money is Boston. So can you, how much money is the contract with New York?
I believe that's a matter of public record. They purchased two robots, and you're welcome to check.
So do you know it, or are you just trying to avoid my question?
Okay, so the history of this robot in New York, and I think it's around $700,000. The history of this robot in New York is controversial. Two years ago, the former mayor pulled it, but it was reintroduced last month by the current mayor, Eric Adams. And so what is the situation in New York? Is it a similar robot dog? And do people have similar concerns over privacy and possible violations of civil liberties?
Yeah, I mean, Soto Martinez pointed to that, like that deployment in New York City, you know, as an example of like the issue, because their police force acquired that technology in 2020, but it really didn't get widespread attention until the next year. And there was public outcry after a viral video showed the robot with officers during a hostage situation at like a high-rise public housing building. And then there was another instance of it at public housing. And so critics were basically saying the device was being used in over-police community, and they were raising concerns about privacy and data collection. So it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, after the outcry, NYPD did break its contract with Boston Dynamics and return the robot. But as you pointed out, you know, this, like, as of last month, it's like bringing the robot dog back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so do we know when the LAPD will actually use this thing?
Yeah, I was trying to press them on that today, and they were telling me, I was like, oh, is it possible that this is going to get deployed in coming weeks? And their only response was, at this time, we do not have an answer for that. So it's unclear whether this will be walking the streets anytime soon.
All right. Brittany Mejia, Metro reporter with the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up, a conversation with artist Thomas J. Price, who makes towering sculptures of ordinary people.
As you approach this work, its size increases in relation to your own. And so that sort of, you have to kind of negotiate your understanding of perhaps power or status.
He has a new exhibition here in Los Angeles. Our conversation is next on Press Play.